From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A big event in New York tonight. The curtain opens on a show that is a first of its kind, since 1994, that is. Stephen Sondheim has a new musical. It's called Roadshow. And as Jeff London reports, it turns out that the man whose celebrated career spans from West Side Story to Passion, that was the 1994 show, has been mulling this idea over for his entire career.
I'm on my way, at sea but far from wrecked. I went astray, as who doesn't, now and then, but on my way.
Stephen Sondheim likes to joke that his new musical has had a very long out-of-town tryout. There was a workshop with the title Wise Guys in 1999. There was a production in Chicago and Washington, D.C. with the title Bounce in 2003. And now, as Roadshow, it's finally opening in New York. But the idea for it goes back several more decades, to when Stephen Sondheim was just 22 years old.
It's 56 years since I first read Alva Johnston's book.
The book was called The Legendary Meisners, and it was a biography of two brothers whose adventures, from prospecting for gold in the Yukon in the 1890s to participating in the land boom and bust in Florida in the 1920s, reflected a certain kind of American can-do spirit with some unsettling undertones. Addison Meisner was an architect who helped create Florida's Palm Beach, and his brother Wilson was larger than life, a cocaine-addicted gambler who managed prize fighters, collaborated on Broadway plays, and was involved in all sorts of illegal schemes, including swindling his own wife.
He was essentially not a good guy. He was essentially a scam artist and a crook, but he apparently had great charm. And he was a great promoter. So, anyway, he fascinated me.
So much so that the young Sondheim saved his pennies so he could take an option on the book to adapt it as a musical.
And found out to my chagrin that the option had been picked up a few weeks earlier by a producer named David Merrick and Irving Berlin. And they were going to do a musical of it starring Bob Hope as Wilson.
So Sondheim dropped the idea. And as it turns out, so did Irving Berlin. About 14 years ago, Stephen Sondheim approached John Wideman, with whom he wrote Pacific Overtures and Assassins, about picking up the idea. Wideman says he was intrigued, and not just by Wilson.
I was interested in the relationship between the brothers, and also in the relationship between the brothers and the period of life in America, you know, in which they lived. This sort of raw, unregulated period in our history through which they careened for the several decades of their lives.
You and me against the world, and you and me against the world. You and me together, weathering the weather, fording the crevasses,
freezing off our asses.
We'll never make our fortunes by sitting on the porch and looking wistful when there are nuggets by the fistful.
Time to leave the nest, time to venture forth, and go further west.
And much like the brothers, in writing the show, Sondheim and Wideman careened through a process that had some wild ups and downs, including lawsuits with a producer. But they kept on returning to the show and kept on writing and rewriting, says Sondheim.
I've written so many more songs for this show than any other show I've ever been connected with. Usually there are two or three songs on the average that don't get into a show or get cut out or whatever that are finished songs. But this one, there are a couple of dozen.
You were the best thing that ever had happened to me back then. Of course, not much very good ever happened to me back then.
This song, for instance, was written as part of a love story between Wilson and a character named Nellie in the earlier version of the musical called Bounce. In Roadshow, that plot has been completely discarded, and the song is now sung by Addison and his male lover, Hollis.
You are the best thing that ever has happened to me. You are. All right then, one of the best things that's happened to me. You are.
John Doyle, who directed highly celebrated revivals of Sondheim's Sweeney Todd and Company, is directing Roadshow. In collaboration with the authors, the two-act show has been pared down to one act. The Scottish-born director says Wideman and Sondheim have been very flexible.
They've been living with it for a long time, and that's hard, you know? It's really hard, I think. And so they were very open about, you know, let's see what else we can do, or do you have a production in your head that you can see when you read this material? Which I did, actually, quite early on.
Doyle has also designed the set. It's a clutter of steam trunks, cabinets, and drawers. The actors climb all over it, pull out props, and as the play progresses, the stage gets littered with ripped-up blueprints and lots of fake money.
The thing that really matters is the game. It's more than just the winning, it's the game. That moment when the card is turned and nothing is the same.
Michael Cerveris as the rakish Wilson Meisner. He says he loves playing a character so dark and so complex, and he knows there's a little bit of Wilson Meisner in all of us.
The faces of the audience, when they see money going in the air, it's an unconscious glee no matter what, and watching it fall on them and watching them deal with, you know, if they're going to pick it up. They know it's not real, but there's a part of them that thinks maybe it could be. And so they check out the dollars, and it's just great, and it says maybe more than anything else about us.
All along where we've led, make the past an underpinning for the future, for the road you must explore as the road extends.
Sondheim and Wideman have continued to tinker with the show throughout previews, even adding a new number just 1 week before opening night. But if you ask John Wideman if the show is finished, he quotes a famous director.
I guess it was Jerry Robbins who said, you know, musicals are never finished, they're abandoned. You know, it reminds me of college exams where you're writing furiously away in the blue book until somebody says time, and then you have to put your pencil down.
But Stephen Sondheim says he and John Wideman both agree that
whatever people think of it, this is the show we want. And we've never had that privilege before. We've never seen the show that we intended. Now we do.
Roadshow opens tonight at the Public Theater. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Stephen Sondheim had more to say about the unsavory allure of the Meisner brothers, particularly the bad boy Wilson Meisner, and about the making of Roadshow. And you can hear more of his conversation with reporter Jeff London at npr.org.